Feeling really fly to right now.
It's time for you to earn your stripes, Johnny.
Take the money and run.
That was so hard. You can't die. You cheater. You can't die.
This is a wild game of survival. This is a wild game of survival.
We are live, coming here with a brand new Sir the Pod podcast show. I'm your host Trevor, and tonight we're joined by Alex. How you doing?
Yo.
And we're here. I mean, this is the off season, you know. Instead of going on Paulie and Cara's vacation or going to, you know, WrestleMania with Scott Jaeger, we're here recapping the Challenge All-Stars season 4. I mean, look at us, Alex. Look at us.
Yep, we are here. It's kind of like historically on Sir the Pod, BMFE, we've only done episode recaps of flagship. Even like time capsule episodes, I feel like they're always the flagship seasons. And I think we made the exception here for All Stars 4, kind of because we ourselves boxed ourselves in. We had a moment maybe 2 years ago where we were begging for Tony to come back, and we said that if he did come back, even to All Stars, even to a spinoff, we would come on every episode that he was on and do a recap. And, you know, we talked about it, and we decided that that's kind of what we're going to do, at least start doing. So, you know, who knows? If Tony goes home next week and it's a boring episode, we can just pull the plug there. Because I do kind of like how we've kept it to just the flagship, but I think at this point we're starved for any good challenge content. And like, there were some fun moments that we'll recap tonight. And at the end of the day, we got our boy back. We got Tony back. So, I mean, it was fun to kind of revisit and jump into a new type of series here.
Yeah. You know, this is history. The first time we're doing a live episode of a non-challenge flagship show, which is kind of insane. Recapping, I mean, I don't know about you, this cast list across the board, if we just want to dive right in, like, this cast list, I mean, it's not the best by any means, but there are some smirky characters back at it. Like, I mean, like Alex said, obviously Tony. I mean, I might just say my MVP pick now.
Watch it.
I mean, somebody was looking bad. I mean, Avery looks great. She looks great. Cam and Leroy back at it. You love that. I mean, Jay? I mean, where are we pulling these people from? We really brought Jay back.
Yeah, I love the cast on any of these All-Star seasons because a few things. One, it's mostly people that we know. I mean, they do have, you know, some of these oldies who are literally from the fucking 1990s who we've never watched on, like, TV before. But most of them, like, you know, Cara, Nicole, Laurel, Leroy, Tony, Jay, like, we all know them. We've all done several seasons with most of them. Like, you see them on your screen, and you're like, oh, I remember seeing this moment, or I remember seeing, you know, these two people are talking in this All-Stars 4. I remember seeing them in an alliance on this season. Whereas, like, you think of this past season we did, we're fucking looking at Emmanuel and somebody named James and Mariah, if she has any clothes on, probably not. Nerese, like, all of these people who we just don't have a history with. So that's something that's just genuinely fun about watching these episodes, even if, like, the content might not be, like, amazing. And you also get, I feel like you get on All-Stars a much wider range of types of people. Like on the recent challenge seasons, everybody is like a personal trainer, like they're in really good shape, they're in, you know, their 20s, 30s. Like, you go on All-Stars and you have people who are like challenge legends, like Cara and Laurel, Brad even. You have people who are like terrible at the challenge, Jay and Tyree. And you have people who are like are 40 years old and just completely out of shape, people who are still like in shape, good shape. And so you just like that range of people is broadened, which I feel like is good when we're stuck with season after season of like kind of these clones of this same like UK people who come on and just want to, you know, be in front of a camera.
I mean, and like you hit the nail on the head. It's a good, like, fresh, like, even though it's old, it's still fresh, which I like. I mean, hell, we had a guy. What's the guy's name who's from season one? The first winner.
Kefla, the OG.
That's unbelievable. I mean, the fact that they pulled him back, like, that's pretty cool. I think the quote was, they call Mark Long the godfather. They call me the grandpa or something like that. Like,
that's kind of smart. Awesome.
All right, Alex, how do you want to go about this podcast? I know this isn't going to be our traditional, you know, a lot of segments. This is kind of the reason why we're doing this is, like you said, is for one man only. And that's Tony. That's all we care about. Now, I care about Leroy. I love Leroy. But we're here because of Tony. So when you saw the news that Tony Raines was back for the Challenge All-Stars 4, what was your initial thoughts?
I mean, I really don't have thoughts about it because I just get overcome with joy. It's something that we've been talking about on, I would say, every other episode recap for the past 6 years, like literally every single time.
Joke for how long? Like, it's insane.
Like, we need the stats department to count up how many times we've asked the question, can we get Tony back? And, you know, we finally got it. So, like, these All-Star seasons, they're definitely shorter than usual seasons. And, I mean, tonight we got two episodes, but I think usually it's going to be like one 60-minute episode a week. So, like, there's not going to be a ton of Tony content no matter what. So I'm just ready to, like, soak it up every week. We got him back.
Oh, and I just love how they literally talked about – as soon as TJ is like, it's great to have Tony back. And he's like, I set the watch back. It's Tony time. Like,
yes.
I mean, come on. Like, how does that not bring a smile to your face? Like, unbelievable. So, Alex, how do you want to go about this? You want to do just a quick little recap of each EP and call it a day, and then we'll do a little MVP, LVP, and then, I don't know, maybe we'll talk a little bit more about the cast and go from there?
Yeah, I think we do that. I think tonight is going to be a unique thing because we're doing two episodes. I think I'm assuming they did that just because it was the first one and two. But I think usually we'll just have one episode to go through. But yeah, I think we kind of just take down the three big segments of each episode, being like pre-challenge, challenge, elimination, and just kind of go through it all. So first episode.
Well, just all together with two episodes being dropped, and Mikey the Doctor brought it up in the chat. I mean, 45-minute episodes, like both those episodes combined, the pacing felt great. I felt like I was more watching it than like looking at my phone and being like, oh, here we go, this BS, blah, blah, blah. Like, I felt the pace was great. Can we please bring back 45-minute episodes? Please.
It was really good. And like, it's crazy to basically watch these two episodes and think about how it's like the equivalent of one episode that we're getting now.
Yeah, absolutely. It's crazy to me. But all right, if you want to talk episode one, you know, the first challenge, if you want to dive right into that.
Yeah. So episode one, I feel like the first 20-ish minutes were them, you know, coming to the house. TJ's doing all the breakdowns of the cast, which was great. I like that he actually like kind of called out each person and said, like, you know, Tony, I remember you, blah, blah, blah. Like, Leroy and Cam, you're doing great. But anyway, we go to the challenge, and it's just the classic, like, it's basically a suicide on a hill with a puzzle. And each person has like 10 different puzzles that they have to do. It wasn't really a puzzle, but they consider everything a puzzle. It's just kind of like figuring out which star combination of the pegs fits on your puzzle piece, and then running up and down the hill. I enjoyed this challenge. It was a lot to keep up with because you had like 10 different stars they had to connect, and I think there's what, 20 people on the cast or whatever. Mm-hmm. So each time they like zoomed out on the course, there was like 200 boxes. So you just have a lot to look at all at once.
How different was the puzzle pieces? Were they like shifted like an inch, or was it like kind of all over the place.
I think the a couple cast members like were talking about how they were like measuring the width between them. I don't think it was that complex. I think it was just like each star, you know, has one of them has three pegs in the shape of a triangle. One of them has four pegs in a diamond or a square.
Well, and that's what I didn't understand. Why would you not just run up? Like, if you're running downhill at the start, why would you not look at the first two puzzle pieces? I think you could only grab one puzzle piece at a time. Correct me if I'm wrong.
And I think you had to go to the closest one until you
were done. Yeah. But, like, you're running down the hill. Like, can't you look at number two and then look at number one and then go get, you know, puzzle piece one? You already know what number two is. And then it's just go. And then it's kind of like that train. Right?
I think they started at the puzzle piece bin.
No, they ran down the hill first.
Did they?
Yes, because Tony did like a slide, like a baseball slide.
Oh, you're right, Tony.
I mean, there's plenty of Tony moments. Tony wasn't in that much of this episode, but he had one of the most memorable things from this. I mean, just a disgusted father from TJ looking at him. But we'll get into that in a little bit.
But I think the move is to – I think a lot of them, like, were honestly, like, just picking a star at random and trying it. And then, like, it took them a while to realize, like, I can't keep doing this at this pace. Like, you can do that if it's a short puzzle and you just want to make it a sprint. But, like, you have to – there's 10 different things I think they had. So, like, you have to actually take 10 seconds, look at the pattern, figure it out. And then, like, if you grab the wrong one, it looked like a lot of them, too, were just kind of tossing it back in the bin. Like, you should fucking remember where you put it in so you don't grab it again. So, I think it was overall – I like that it was a combination of like strategy, smartness, like staying composed. Even if you did really good at this challenge, it was going to take you a while. So I like that. It kind of like tests their like, you know, will to just like complete it all. So overall, I don't, you know, this wouldn't be like one they would do halfway through the season, but I liked it as like a good first daily, first mission.
Yeah. I think Kara was the top girl. And then the top guy was Brad.
Yep.
So two recently, I mean, not like what, how long ago? Like we just talked about Kara, last EP we did like seven, eight seasons ago, six. Like it's been a decent amount of time for her. You know, good to see her back. Good to see her getting the dub right out of the way. I mean, a lot of people were gassed. Like, yeah. I mean, you come back on the show, like, I mean, you would think to just maybe train like a week before you go, like, but clearly not. And then we get to the moment of the entire challenge that just made me smile. You know, the man, the myth, the legend, Tony Rain, just dead, just like, I'm done. Slow motion dives, pulls the thing. He pulls the wrong thing. How does that even happen? He pulls Veronica's name.
Like, I mean,
TJ, and I don't know if that was the exact moment. TJ just like, what are you doing, man? And he's just like, huh? He's like, what, you know? It's just Veronica. Like, come on, man.
It was so good. Like, at first, like, when you don't know what's coming as you're watching it, and you see, like, the slow motion dive, and you're like, oh, that's kind of cool that they, like, edited it that way. And then, like, Tony kind of rolls to the side. He's not looking up at the thing. And you see the sign, and you're like, Veronica, what the fuck? And then the fact that, like, TJ actually comes over and says something to him, and he's just, like, so out of it. So, like, what? He must have, like, gotten all the way to the top, and, like, as he was kind of crawling, he must have just, like, gone sideways a little bit.
Yeah, he was, like, tilting just, like, probably, and just, like,
falling and grabbed whatever he could get. That's so smart.
God. So, like we said... we had our two winners, Brad, and Kara. What do you think about the format of this game with the stars? I mean, it seems very Mario Party-esque, which seemed to be a common thread throughout this entire two episodes. I mean, stealing stars, getting stars, dark stars could be in the future. I mean, it's bananas, Johnny. What are your thoughts?
I fucking love it. I love it. I think it's a good mix of, like, right now through two episodes. We don't know how it's going to play out, but it is kind of this mix of, like, you need a star, but you don't want to get one too early, but you also need one at some point, but you don't want a target on your back. The term Stargate was used. That's kind of smirk. And, yeah, I was getting the Mario Party vibes as well. I like that you can, you know, if you're a winner, you can like volunteer yourself to go down, or like you can get a second star and like hand out to somebody. It's just kind of, I have a lot of faith. I don't know if I should, but I have a lot of faith that they're going to execute the whole star thing throughout the season better than they did with the skull twist. Because they did the skull twist two different seasons, and I feel like it was kind of a bust both times. Now I think this is something that it's similar, but it's not necessarily the same thing. Because I think back then it was like you have to go into an elimination. And like Brad, for example, he won a challenge. He has a star. He could go the whole season not going into elimination. Nobody steals his star, and he makes the final. Like he's holding a star. So I think it's a good kind of adaptation on the skull twist, and I'm hoping that they can pull it off.
Yeah. Should we just shift all, like, just go straight to the elimination now? I know. Is that the format we want to do? Just daily elimination?
I mean, yeah, because I think there really wasn't much drama at all in between.
No.
So let's just go through the names real quick. So the first top three guys were Brad, Brandon, and Adam. Some guy named Adam.
Mito?
Top three girls were Cara, Avery, and Rachel. And then they're basically choosing between the bottom. He told them that it was after the challenge, that it was guys elimination. So they're choosing from the last four guys, which were Tyree, Steve, Derek, and Leroy. Kind of a surprise for Leroy to be there. But those are the bottom four guys. And then the middle group were all casting votes on who to send in. And they go around the horn, and they basically pick Steve and Tyree. Kind of expected, just because those are the two guys out of the four that had like the least connections in the house.
Can I ask you this?
Those two go to elimination.
Can I ask you this? Correct me if I'm wrong. Did Tyree change his name?
No E.
Yeah, wasn't there an E? Like,
there definitely was.
I'm not losing it, right? I saw that on the first little like lower third, and it was just there was no E.
I did
and
too.
I was really hoping they would have, you know, like on the shorts, like the name or whatever.
Yeah.
And it wasn't there, so I was just like, ah. But I'm almost positive. Back in the day, there was definitely an E, right?
There definitely was, and I don't know if it's like a, you know, maybe his name used to be spelled wrong, and he just didn't like want to tell anybody. But I don't know. The first time they showed him in a confessional, they took his name off like super quick. So I was thinking, oh, maybe it's just like an intern and they left it in there for the one cut, but then like he'll go back to having an E.
So I'm on his Instagram.
Is there an E or no?
There's an E.
Why did they do that? Well, you know what?
That's so disrespectful.
So I was thinking that like maybe they just left it in there for one confessional and they didn't bother to change it. But maybe they did it for the whole episode because he was only there for one episode.
Yeah, but it takes like 2 minutes. Somebody who works with lower thirds and knows how that works, you're literally probably typing it into like an expression file, which changes on the go.
They're so dumb.
I'm so confused because like, look, I go.
What is like, I wonder what like the cast list on like, E Magazine, like when they like put out the cast list with who they say his name is.
I mean, I'm on his Instagram, and his Instagram has an E.
It always had an E. This makes no sense.
But the funny thing is now, like, if you go to like the challenge wiki page, it says it doesn't exist because it has an E now. I wonder if they shifted it to an I.
That's very sketch.
So wait, I'm going to look this up real quick. I'm going to see. I'm so confused. But. All right, what else we got, Alex? Keep it going.
All right, so Tyree and Steve go into elimination. It's kind of a balls thing. This elimination gave me Mario Party vibes. And then Tyree loses.
Yeah, they shifted it.
He has his own page without an E now?
Yes.
That's so weird.
I guess that's like a nickname, maybe? With the I? See how it says like that?
Tyree.
So it's like bananas, I guess? I don't know. I don't know. Interesting. Yeah, so let's talk about the elimination.
Yeah, I thought it was ho-hum.
I kind of liked it. I thought it was kind of smirk. I felt very Mario Party-esque, where the ball, like the money bags are falling down almost, and you have to like get the money bags. What was the guy's name? Zach? What was Steve. The guy's name? Steve, whatever. Steve, using the strategy of kind of hiding the stars.
Yeah, where was he hiding them?
I think he was hiding them like underneath, like the tarp or whatever. Like, I don't know. It was kind of sketch.
It was kind of cheating almost.
God. He was just like that. I think the score was like 11-7, and then he got like four in a row that was just like out of left field.
Yes.
God, crazy.
So overall, I think this episode one, I think it was good. It's just always fun to, you know, see all these old people come back. And I think it was very like, if you run a simulation of episode one 100 times, I think this might be the most common result. Like Kara and Brad. Kara's one of the best girls. Brad's one of the best guys. They win the first daily. Tyree goes home first all the time, and that happened again. So like, it wasn't like a big shock. There wasn't a huge upset, a big fight or anything like that. But I think given all of those things, like it still was a fun, entertaining show to watch.
I got a question for you, and no disrespect to Tyree. How is he an all-star?
That's something that I'm never going to quite get over. I know there's some people here or some people around us that kind of bulge at all-stars and, you know, think it's the best thing that the challenge has ever done. Look, it's a fun show. It's a fun spinoff. I'm never going to get over the fact that it's called All-Stars and we have Tyree and Jasmine and Jay and all these people on it. And I know that they've kind of bent the rules and it is what it is, but like, it's just something that's always going to bug me.
I mean,
and Tyree, look, Tyree had a couple confessionals. He's talked about his daughter and everything. That's why he's coming back. I always find myself like rooting for Tyree. Like he seems
like him. Yeah.
He seems like he's a nice, normal guy, but I tell you, the second the daily started and it still seemed like he was pretty out of shape and like struggling to go down the hill, it's at that point I was like, you're not going to do much. And at this point, I don't feel sorry for you anymore because like you've been away from the show for a fucking decade. Like get in a little better shape if you want to come back. Like again, a good guy to root for, but like you've never won before. You never won an elimination before. Come on.
So let me go this route with you. Tyree has been on 7 seasons. What episode is the farthest he's ever gotten?
Is it X's?
In X's, he went to episode 4. That is not the furthest.
Is it Gauntlet 3?
Gauntlet 3, he went to episode 3.
Jesus, Tyree. So it must be the island?
The island, episode 5.
That's fucking terrible.
7 seasons, in 7 seasons is including All-Stars 4 now.
And can you see Gauntlet 3, was he a replacement on that season? Or was he there day 1?
He was there episode 1, so
okay.
I think he was. But yeah, that's, Inferno that's 3, he was episode... he was eliminated episode 2/3. Do you know who we lost to?
Adam?
Your other personality?
Kenny?
No.
CT?
You were him on Twitter for the higher level guys.
Oh, he lost to Alton.
Yes. Island episode 5, Rivals episode 2. Battle of the Exes, episode 4, Rivals 2, episode 2, and now this.
It's awful.
Not good. All right. So
got episode 2?
Episode 2. Episode 2, Daily Challenge, was kind of an interesting one. I don't think we've ever seen like people above the air doing anything. So they're sitting in this like RV truck, whatever you want to call it, and they're getting spun around, which they really didn't have to do. I don't know the point of that. They're getting spun around. They're listening to this radio, and then they're getting dropped to the ground. And then they have to solve the puzzles to whatever the radio show, radio ads were saying. So I hated this challenge. I think it was so stupid. You liked it? I thought the aspect of what's the point of doing it in the air if you can just go to the ground and listen to it again? Like, to me, it was dumb.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think if they just didn't play the song or the ads when they got to the ground and it was just like a one-time thing, you know, you're like, maybe they make it like so there's 6 suitcases and you have to remember as many as you can, and most teams only get 2, but a couple get 3, and then whoever is the fastest. Like, I don't think you should have gotten, like you said, like a chance to hear it again. It kind of ruins the whole thing of doing it. So I definitely agree on that. Is this the first daily challenge where we've had something hanging but not above water?
No. I don't think so.
People are actually elevated in?
Oh, no. Didn't we do one in a – and correct me if I'm wrong. No, it was definitely in water. The airplane one? That was in water, right?
Airplane.
Wasn't there like – I forget what season it was. It was like half an airplane.
Oh, yeah, that then they fall into the water. They jumped.
I don't know. It all blends together. I know they've done, like, the runs on the high wire stuff, obviously. Like, when they're suspended above a building and it's, like, a square or something and they're running across. Like, they've done stuff like that, but not, like, an actual car or plane or I don't know what else there could be, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah. So, you know, they're solving these puzzles. I mean, like Mikey the Doctor writes, like, thank God these math problems, like, I mean, they should have been easier. It should have been like 2 plus 2. And I mean, there were numbers where, and I forget the exact numbers. I think it was like 782 plus 8, and Cara had no idea. Plus 8?
I think it was 782 plus 8, and Avery said, wait, no. Was it that? Or is I think it was 762.
Yeah, 762 plus 8.
762 plus 8. And Avery said, I think it's 769.
Nuts. And then did someone say 6?
Someone said 8 times 6 is 36.
Jesus Christ. I mean,
they're so fucking dumb. And these people are older than we've ever had on the challenge before.
I don't know. I feel like you could just go a week in like Mrs. Burge's class and like do timetables or something. Like, come on, like, can't you do that like for a week?
Well, one of the math equations that they had to solve was like
divided by 1.
1753 divided by 1.
And they're like, what is this?
And the funny thing is I'm guessing that like however they were doing the padlocks, they just like put in 1753 and it unlocked. But I would love to have seen like, not like a action moving around, but like if they're standing behind podiums, you know, and TJ just asked Nicole, your question for this round of trivia is what is 1,753 divided by 1? And I don't know if she would be able to answer that. Like, I think a lot of these teams just kind of lucked into just like scrolling the number and having it unlock. But I think if you ask Nicole that, she might not know what to do.
Yeah. It's
like the monkey with the symbols. Like, that's what goes on in like half these people's brains.
It's bad. It's pretty bad. So, do you have the winning teams? I mean, how many different colors are we going to get today or this season too? I mean, I think we had green, blue, orange, and I forget the last one. Like, I mean, good Lord.
Here, so I that's a good – I do want to call this out. This is one of the notes that I had from tonight and watching these episodes is that I do like how All-Stars 4 just has a fucking simpler nomenclature. I mean, we meant – like you just mentioned all the colors, but think about a few seasons ago when we had three teams left and they were like labeled as Ruby and Emerald and Sapphire, I think. Like those were the three fucking colors they went. Just make them green, yellow, and blue if you want to do that. And I like how they're called like stars. They're just stars. You don't need to call them skulls. You don't need to call them like gadgets or grenades or anything like that. I like how the – group that's responsible for voting people in is literally called the middle group. It doesn't need to be the agency or the troika. It doesn't need to be fucking James Bond, like Mission Impossible type bullshit. Like just, it's the middle group. That's so simple. It's Smirk. And not to mention something that crossed my mind tonight too was that look at the name of the season. It's just All Stars 4. Last season was All Stars 3. Next season is going to be All Stars 5. It doesn't need to be, you know, Ride, Lies, and Going Into the Night with War of the Worlds 3, and it's this all this total madness. No, just make it All Stars 5.
I mean, that also brings up, do we even have an elimination? Is it the Killing Floor or the Arena? Like, there's no name.
Exactly. And even if they did have a name, we would call it the Jungle. And if this was a flagship, if this was a flagship, it would be like the nuclear launching pad. You do not want to go down here. It's just so much. Just give it easy names. That's something that I'm gonna appreciate about this season the whole time.
God, so you're pushing for the challenge season 40.
They actually should make that the fucking title.
The challenge season 40.
That's awesome. Dirty 30 was a good one. They got lucky with the rhyme. I don't know what they're going to do with 40.
I think there's a good clip going back. I mean, our real challenge historians have to find this. I forget what season it was. It might have been season 38. And I think it was Bananas on Jimmy Fallon. And we talked about this when Jimmy Fallon was like, yeah, I'm excited to watch the challenge season 39. And we're like, when has it ever been called challenge season 39 or whatever? Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Yes, you're 10 seasons ahead. It was 29.
Oh, I'm that far? Oh, my God.
Yes, because 38 was like two seasons ago.
God, it all blends together.
Yes. Jimmy Fallon, he had Bananas on there, and he's like trying to act like he's such a big challenge fan. He's like, you know, I saw the first couple episodes of you on Challenge 29, and it was awesome. Who the fuck calls it that?
God. Yeah, but you know what else? Instead of, like, Season 40 or Season 41, you know, I think if we just keep the name simple, though, like you know, if we do something like Rivals or something I've been pushing for so long, something fresh, like a Fresh Meat 3 or something. Like, you know, it's just simple. You can just say that. You don't have to say the challenge, Spies, Lies, and Allies. It's just Fresh Meat 3.
Haven't you been talking about that for a while now, right?
I've been on that train for so long. And I think Andy is the one who's like,
he's against it, right?
No, he hates it. Yeah. Like, I don't get it. Like, I don't know, out of all things wrong with the challenge, that's like number one for him. He doesn't want to see Fresh Meat 3. Which I know, like, you, me, and Adam, like, Fresh Meat 1 and Fresh Meat 2 are, like, our favorite seasons. Like,
I think it's probably because if Fresh Meat 3 came back, there might not be as many puzzles. And I know he wants the puzzles. He wants TJ to be soft on all of the contestants. So I think that's probably why.
Well, also, like, you know, they would probably bring back some, like, OGs. And I know, like, people like us, like, the Kennys of the world. And I know we're a big Kenny guy. And Andy's not, like, he just wants all these, you know, Are You the One in Love Island and America's Got Talent kind of people. So, like, I get it. Like,
no, it's not. Yeah, it's not surprising.
Yeah. So, Mikey the Doctor writes, could you imagine seeing Kenny on All Stars? No, I could never see Kenny on All Stars. He would be banned right away. I mean, we have people crying going home like that. So let's just dive right into that. Going home. I understand this is a flagship show. You understand if you're coming on the show, like, what's going to happen. This was some of the softest shit I've ever seen in my entire life.
We got a quitter on episode 2.
Because of a fake rumor? Who cares? Who cares? Like, and it felt like, and correct me if I'm wrong, the way everything was going, everybody believed her.
Yeah, they had started to realize what the fuck was happening.
Yeah, like, everybody was on her side, and that's what I couldn't believe. Like, I understand you're away from your family, you're in South Africa, you're how many hours away, I get it. But, like, if you sign up for the show, like, please do it. Like, because that's what sucks is now, unless they're bringing on somebody, and I don't think they are. Are they? I know there was a little preview, but, like.
I doubt it.
Like, I don't know. I don't get it.
So. And it's also, like, it's kind of like, because you said they're in South Africa, right?
Yep.
It's kind of like, I don't know where this girl lives, but somewhere in the U.S., let's say California. If you take a trip from California, like just a vacation, right, from California to South Africa, and like, let's say somebody's like, oh, I want to, like, you don't book that trip for 3 days. You like, it's like going on a long, you know, across the globe trip. You want to stay there for a while to like make it worth it. Because yeah. Aside from that, like, you're not going to get adjusted to the time. Like, you're going to be going back and it's going to be like, why the fuck did I even go in the first place? That's basically what she was doing. And she had, it wasn't a vacation. Like, she had a chance to like win money. And so the fact that you're quitting this early into the season is just incredible.
No, it's ridiculous. And I'm just like thinking like the challenge, like being so pissed off, they're booking a flight for her to go back home. Like, they're like, are you kidding me? Like, they literally gave her a $2,500 flight. And literally she showed up for one episode and wasn't even technically eliminated. And she couldn't get eliminated because it was a male elimination.
Well, she left on the girls episode.
No, I know, but like she survived one episode.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like the first chance she had to go home, she went.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. So
So have you watched the first three All-Stars?
Oh, come on.
I have. They all blend in my mind. I do not think we've had a quitter.
Was Champs versus or Champs All Stars? Was that with like that Gus Kenningworth guy?
God, that was like fucking sticky. I do not think in the first three seasons we've had a quitter, and she was on at least one of the seasons and made it pretty far. I think made it to a final.
Janelle
did.
Yeah, but I don't get it. Why sign up for the show if you're gonna quit after one episode like that?
It's so stupid. And from a fan perspective and just watching these first two episodes tonight, tell me if you agree, but like I feel like this was a big blow to a lot of the momentum we had as fans. Like, I watched episode one, I was fired up, it was fun, it wasn't amazing, but it was like good. You get the cast back, and then episode two starts and like it's fine. And then you get to a point where you don't even have a second elimination. And it's just like you get kind of vibes of like season 39 in these past few seasons. I mean, I think the cast is still much more entertaining. I'm still much more interested in next week's episode than like I was for any episode last flagship season. But yeah. I do feel like the last 20 minutes of episode two really just kind of stopped a lot of the momentum this season had.
No, absolutely. Couldn't agree more. So we go to the elimination floor, killing floor, whatever you want to call it, the arena. And Tina walks out after being voted in. And Tej is like, well, you know, we lost somebody, but we can still have an elimination. And then from the winning team, Laurel and Nicole had the chance of going down. They both decline. Tina's safe. And the interesting part about Tina being safe, she got a free star. I mean, this is like in Mario Party, if she had got like a hidden block and stole a star, like it is out of control. I mean, we're just handing out stars left and right. So she steals a star from Avery.
Our girl.
And and that's the end of the EP.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. So she steals it. So star holders, guys wise, we have Brad. Steve, because Steve sold Brandon's.
Yep.
And Adam. Does Adam still have a star?
Adam Meadows? No, he lost the 20T.
Yeah, he always gets the phone calls and has to leave around turn 17. But I think it's Adam. And then girls-wise, we now have
Cara,
Tina, Cara,
Rachel.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, going to be interesting to see how the rest of the season plays out with the whole star aspect. And
because, because tonight's episode, for example, Laurel and Nicole both chose not to go in, probably because Tina is like a decent competitor at this point, but also you're in episode two, right? Like that plays a huge part of it.
Absolutely. There's no point of going in until episode like 7, 8, 9, like to be honest, right?
Until the numbers get pretty small.
Yeah, it's very island-esque of just stealing. So like you might as well just wait and then wait for your turn.
Yeah, because you also don't know, like, I mean, TJ kind of said it, that like there's basically six stars in the game at all point, and those six people are going to the final, right?
Correct.
So, you know, you could get down to like 12 people and be like, all right, we're probably 2-3 eliminations away from going to the final. If you get down to like 8 people, then you're like, I need a fucking star right now.
Yeah.
And so you can kind of figure it out, play things out. But like doing it right now, you're just, it really is like Mario Party. Like in Mario Party, you get like 180 coins turn 10. You feel good about yourself, but you're like, there's no way I'm going into the fucking final standings with 180 coins. Like something's going to happen to them.
You get like that versus thing and you punch the little square. And when Trevor has 10 coins and Adam has 0 and Andy has about 40 and Alex has 110.
It distributes them.
It distributes them and was like, oh, we're playing for 50 coins. So even though I don't win, I still get more coins.
Yeah, it's like Biden's Mario Party.
God. Mike the Doctor writes, do you like the thought of only 3 guys and 3 girls making the finals? I'm 50-50 on it. Like, very Maso Menos. Like, personally, like, I would like to see the best 6 people competing for the win. But for a flag, for this kind of crap, like, I could care less.
So, wait. So when you say 6 people, you mean 3 guys and 3 girls?
Yes. Sorry. Did I not say that right? Sorry. I might have just skipped over that.
You're saying you just don't really care.
No. Yeah. And that's the thing. Like at the end of the day, like, I mean, if you were to say like the perfect format, I probably would lean more towards give me this best 6 people. But for this kind of game, I'm like, I'm fine with 3 guys and 3 girls. I think that's fine.
I like 3 guys and 3 girls. It's just frustrating again that like they're making it one winner. Make it a guy winner and a girl winner. If you're going to divide up the spots in the final 3 by 3, then make it one winner for each of them. I just hate when they do this.
When was the last time we had a true team win?
Devin and Tori.
I don't even want to say two people's a team. That it is a team. I get it. I meant more than like 2 people. Like, wasn't there War of the Worlds 2?
Yeah.
Like, would you rather see like 4 people winning or like just like a guy and girl winner?
On this season, because I feel like it is a smaller cast, I would just want to see 2 winners. One guy winner.
See like a one guy. I don't mind going one guy winner, one girl winner for first, and then one guy second place, one girl second place either, and third place gets nothing.
Yeah, I don't mind that either. I just think it seems
very second and third place are going to split the 50K. Like, yes. Second place doesn't get you more money than third place, which I don't like.
Well, he said like everybody else splits the money. He didn't say a certain number of people.
True.
Which so. I think is going to come into effect. I just think it's stupid to like divide it up the whole game and say like at any point there needs to be 3 guys holding a star, 3 girls holding a star. And then the second you get to a final, none of that matters. And it's all just like 6 people competing against each other. I just hate that.
Yeah. So, all right, let's get to our one segment of the night. Everybody's fan favorite, MVP, LVP. You guys know what to do in the chat. Give us the order. First response we get will be the order we do. While we wait, Alex, what is the format we want to do for this podcast? Like, are we trying to do, as soon as Tony's eliminated, we're doing that episode and we're done? Are we, like, I just want to make sure we're, so the viewers know, everybody's on the same page, what the plan is.
So I think, yeah, we definitely got to talk about that. I think the second Tony goes home, we have the right to stop the podcast because that is what we agreed to. But I think we're giving it like a shot. I think we would definitely recap that episode just if for anything to just bid Tony farewell. But like, I mean, it kind of just depends. Like if he goes home next week and it's not fun, like I think we kind of just say, you know, goodbye to this little All-Stars experiment. But if Tony lasts for 9 more episodes and we feel like we're 2-3 episodes away from the final, then like maybe we just stick it out. Yeah.
So should we do like, do you know how many episodes the past few All-Stars have been? Is it like 15? Is it like 10?
It's like 12, 13.
So should we just do this? If it's more than 6.5 episodes, we finish the season. If it's under, we don't.
I think we got to see what happens to Tony.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like 6.5 episodes of Tony is what I'm getting at. So if Tony's on more than 6.5 episodes, we finish out the year. So if he's on episode 7, we finish out.
Yes, but what if like we get to episode 7, Tony goes home, and we feel like we're just dragging?
I think that's the roll of the dice we got to play. I think it's very like mystery block-esque. Like we just got to – I think the last time we said it out loud, we just have to do. So
We say we have to do it till he's gone.
I know.
But I also think
a new moment, which we're here, like.
I also think just for our listeners and everything, I think from a week to week basis, we're probably gonna kind of play it by ear on when we do the episode, because I was thinking about it, like we're doing this on Wednesday night. The episode dropped this morning. A lot of people probably just haven't watched the episode yet. So maybe, you know, we'll gauge the reaction from all the Twitter listeners, but I don't think we need to do it every Wednesday. We just have to do it before each Wednesday.
I think Wednesdays are classic. And I feel like this is the time frame that most people associate the challenge with.
And so I think the challenge diehards are like, you know, there's no flagship on right now. There's no live season. I need to start the challenge at around 7-8 o'clock at night and then tune into the pod.
Absolutely. I like Wednesday nights. I think Wednesday's a good night.
I think it's a good night, but if we find people or our listeners are more watching like on Thursday, Friday, then maybe we change it up. We'll see.
We'll get into that. All right, MVP, LVP time. The order for tonight, Trev, Alex. I actually think the MVPs are two easy choices. I could go two ways. I know Alex is going to take whatever I don't take here, so I'm not too worried. What?
Three ways.
Oh, come on. My MVP tonight is the reason why we're doing this show. It's great to see Tony fucking Reigns back on the challenge. Tony time had the moment of the night, pulling the wrong rope. I mean, he is just – we need Tony back full time. Get him back, please, please. I mean, he's awesome. He is everything the challenge needs.
I mean, he's literally why we're here right now.
I mean, absolutely. He's the GOAT.
So we do have to, because he is the reason we're here right now, we got to make sure we keep a running track of smirky Tony moments. So we have the dive, pulling Veronica's thing.
I don't know if you got a little like nostalgia when he drank that shot and he's like, oh, that's a little South African tequila.
Yes.
Like that put a smirk on my face.
And then wasn't it Tony who at the end of episode 2 walked past Nicole and Laurel fighting?
Yeah, like no, the when the producers asked about Laurel and Nicole and he's just kind of in the background just smirking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good moment. And then him talking about the hurricane and his family and kind of tearing up a little bit. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's why we're doing it. It's why we do it.
I mean, yeah, so Tony's a great pick. My MVP, whew, I might have to go change after watching these two episodes back to back, but my MVP is just going to be Avery. I mean, she is just throwing 104 miles an hour. She is just, I mean, she could have been dropped in on season fucking whatever it was, 39 last year. And like been the runaway. She is just incredible. Outfits are amazing. The hair, like she's being pretty normal so far, just from like she's not a crazy person. She's not 50 years old like some of these people. She is just like incredible. And she wins the first challenge, gets a star. You knew it was gonna get taken from her. It was. The only thing that sucks about Avery on this season is just that, you know, she's probably not going to win at all. She's probably not going to make the final. She's not done that well in the challenge before. So it's kind of just like, we may have four episodes left of her or something like that. So like, we just need to take in all of the outfits, get all the screenshots that we can, and just kind of take everything in, because she is just throwing heat right now.
Let me go this route with you. Do you think this is kind of a test run for her? So let's just say she makes it to episode like maybe two episodes, three episodes before the finale. Do you think she gets a callback to like season 40 or season 41?
I think it's definitely a test run. I think it's a test run to see how the fans like her. Because obviously the producers kind of already know like whatever her finish is, and like they're already filming season 40 right now. But I think people, because of, well, I guess two reasons, they've been asking for Avery for a while now. And so I think the challenge producers know that. And so like, if she has a good season where she makes it far, and not just makes it far, but like is engaged with the cast, is making moves, is winning challenges, like I think eventually she'll get another shot at the flagship. She's just amazing.
Good pick. LVP time. Who you got?
I'm going to go. I'm stuck between two. I'll go with Janelle. She's just a fucking quitter.
Yeah. Good pick.
That's all I got.
I'm curious what you're going to think about this pick. My LVP tonight is the E in Tyree.
Oh, come on.
I mean, where to go?
A letter?
Where to go? Who stole the E? I mean, I'm looking at old photos now. It's definitely, I mean, first off, this photo is kind of smirk. It definitely has an E. That's just production being fucking morons. What else is new? But yes, my LVP is the E in Tyree.
It's a good pick.
Thank you. All right, so that was our MVP, LVP. Anything else, or we want to wrap this up?
I think we're good. This was a fun way to kind of dip our feet back in the swimming pool. Episode 3 next week, 45-minute episode each week now. It's fun. I mean, cherish Tony while we have him. Cherish Avery. So I think we're in a good spot.
In a great spot. And with that being said, thank you guys for listening to a brand new Stir the Pod podcast show. I've been your host, Trevor. You can follow us on Twitter at Stir the Pod. You can follow us on Instagram at Stir_the_pod. Thank you guys. Love you guys. Shout out, Duffy. Bye-bye.